Good morning, high clouds streaming in from the west, keeping temperatures from dropping off much more overnight, and now early this morning we're starting in the upper teens and lower 20s across most of the region. The high clouds will be rather thin, so we'll have some sunshine to start the day. Although we're tracking a storm system out of the Gulf of Mexico toward the Tennessee Valley this morning, and thicker clouds are headed our way in response to that system as it heads toward the mid-Atlantic coast. So by this afternoon, cloudy skies with temperatures on a southerly breeze pushing back into the middle 40s on average. Clouds will continue to thicken tonight, and there's a good chance of rain showers starting in the mid and lower Hudson Valley, the southern Catskills, and southern New England before sunset. Showers may make it as far north as I-90 during the overnight period, then quickly move out to the east as low temperatures dip back into the middle 30s. A drying trend into the day tomorrow, some clouds to start, especially in New England, but sunshine will make a comeback throughout the day. So will a westerly breeze, increasing at times and gusting over 15 to 20 miles per hour. Still, temperatures will reach back into the mid-40s. A cool front will swing by on Wednesday night and leave us a touch cooler for Thursday. Despite a mix of sun and clouds, highs will stay in the upper 30s to around 40. The relatively quiet weather pattern will continue on Friday with high pressure in control, and another day with a fair amount of sun mixed with some clouds and highs in the lower 40s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the Gulf of Mexico again, where a storm system will emerge and head in our direction for the weekend. Right now, it looks like the rain-snow line will bisect interior New York and New England, and some locations, especially across the higher terrain, could see a bunch of wet snow late Saturday and Saturday night. Other locations will see a cold rain, which will only enhance flooding concerns as we continue our thaw. On Saturday, highs will be in the upper 30s. Behind this system, leftover snow showers with highs near 40 on Sunday and 40s again to start next week on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a steady stream of moisture lifting northward out of the Gulf of Mexico will continue to fuel heavy rains and thunderstorms along a front stretch from the central Gulf to the mid-Atlantic. The front will be slow to press south and east over the next couple of days, leading to repeated rounds of intense rainfall for some locations. The greatest threat for any flash flooding will be over portions of the lower Mississippi Valley, although flood advisories and flood watches have been issued for a large part of the southeast. Although a melting snowpack combined with heavy rains will heighten the risk for flash flooding across the upper Tennessee Valley and the central Appalachians as well. Meanwhile, conditions will become increasingly wet out west as a Pacific front approaches the coast. Rain should reach the Pacific Northwest and northern California by late tonight and then spread inland across a large portion of the Intermountain West and northern and the central Rockies into the day tomorrow. And Tropical Cyclone Pam is located approximately 680 miles northwest of Fiji with 75-mile-per-hour winds. The cyclone has tracked slowly south-southeastward over the last 6 hours and is expected to stay well west of the island. Winds, though, are expected to increase with gusts up to 185 miles per hour possible by tomorrow night. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with blowing snow and fog, 12 degrees with a northwest wind at 40 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 44 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 24 degrees, the dew point 18, 77% relative humidity, no wind, and the barometer at 30.28 inches, and currently it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 92 degrees at Palm Springs, California, to a low of 3 below zero at Houlton, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, increasing clouds with showers developing and highs in the upper 40s, Boston a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo increasing clouds with highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 44 degrees, the low 18, the average temperature 31, that's 1 degree below normal. No snowfall yesterday, 2.6 inches for the month and 73.2 inches for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 42 degrees, the average low 23. the record high 72 set in 1977 and the record low 0 in 1996. Sunrise this morning at 7:16 a.m., sunset this evening at 6:55 p.m., 11 hours and 39 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing clouds today, with highs reaching the lower to middle 40s. Mostly cloudy skies tonight, with lows in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds today, with a chance of showers by sunset, highs in the mid 40s. A steadier rain tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing and thickening clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Cloudy with showers possible tonight, especially in the Catskills, and lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds today with the chance of showers by dark and highs in the mid-40s. Rain tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the middle 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing clouds today with highs reaching the middle 40s. Cloudy with a few showers possible tonight and lows in the lower to mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, back to sunshine, breezy, relatively mild in the mid-40s, a mix of sun and clouds, upper 30s on Thursday, partly sunny in the lower 40s on Friday, a good chance at rain or wet snow across the area on Saturday in the upper 30s to around 40, leftover snow showers, lower 40s Sunday, and a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 40s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.